Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Ellen Roth. Date of birth is 11/15/1953. Date of procedure is May 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Dior. Referring physician is Dr. Luis M. Nunez Arroyo. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is GERD, comma, abdominal pain, comma, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description procedure. Informed symptoms of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as lung and sewer, all experience of patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated, limb pseudogastrical position, to the esophagus, and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex is obtained at the cardio aerosuction from the stomach before dual scope. The patient was then turned around in a lateral position, and digital exam was performed. While lubricated, limb pseudogastrical position, since rectum and advanced in direct vision to the fecal matrix identified by the presence of the penicillar office, the cecal valve and complements of Fultz period. Careful examination made of the cecal and cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflex is obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 6, 2-2-2, retroflex. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. My sign of the line was irregular at 40 centimeters from bite block with 3 tongues of salmon colored mucosa, comma, prog C0M1.5, comma. Biopsies were obtained in all 4 quadrants for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Worse in the antrum than in the body, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for H. pylori. Next line. There were 2 diminutive gastric fundus polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. The major sequelae appeared unremarkable. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Boston bowel prep scores graded as 6, comma, 2-2-2. With an aggressive amount of elagen suctioning to reveal the underlying mucosa, greater as a fair prep. Next line. There were 3 rectal sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters. Remove a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a sigmoid colon sessile polyp that was diminutive in size. Remove a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 3 diminutive transverse colon sessile polyps. Remove a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 hepatic flexure sessile diminutive polyps. Remove a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp. Remove a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 4 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps. Remove a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. Plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line. Pending biopsies from the upper endoscopy will determine interval for repeat endoscopy. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending pass. Next line. Consider genetic testing if greater than 10 polyps are noted to be tubular adenomas or sessile serrated adenomas. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.